he has a 75-pound rock and film that he's going to present, so we'll have a picture taken and we'll move it right out.
Ah, sure.
Mr. Bethany?
Well, come in, Dave. Being like you're hard to get in, we send you off again. Hey, look at that.
Where did we set this kid on?
75 pounds, how can you lift it?
I can't even lift 50 pounds. I'm used to it.
Now, wait, is there something you're dropping on, Steve?
Yeah, sure.
Put it on this chair. Just put it right in the chair.
Don't you live here, look at him.
Well, he's all right. He's straight in his back. That's what they use for this two things.
That's true.
You got that out of your rivals.
You let him have it.
Oh, that's in the new territories.
That's right. Across the territory. This one, then they gave me one like it.
Where is it?
Now, that was brought from Chihuahua. I knew.
Is it an old?
Old. And the worth of it depends on the number of lives lost. Where through the high seas, not new. I cut it out of a mountain of sand, too, without any incident. I thought we sent a picture over to the people to get it to the picture. And he wanted his personal readings to come out. See, I just need to find a picture to look at the bottom.
Well, that reason, that's why they had all this.
We'll get a picture.
I'll give it to the press, too.
Yeah,
Consul General Osborne. We all get our
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
He knows we found, too, in the economic side.
The economic side, man.
And they have a good man by the name of Drexler who follows the Chinese as their sieve of the thing. And he briefed us, which was very helpful to me. That fellow Drexler, I think, is worth watching, too. Now, Vietnam was not at all what I expected.
How many have you been there before?
Never had.
Oh, well, then you had no benchmark.
No benchmark, but I did take with me Jim Ingalls from the State Department, who is a reasonable person and who had served there two or three times around the world, but he had a benchmark. He had been there in June a year before, and I asked him to make comparisons and to be on his own to see what he could pick up. And his report is interesting, and I'll put it in detail because it is a comparative report of what he saw June a year ago and now. The barbed wire picked up
8 months ago, yeah.
The city of Saigon being painted up, the roofs repaired. Absolutely no sign of battle anywhere I went. I went down the Mekong Delta one day. We made a half a dozen or more stops.
In other words, when you say it was a surprise, it was a lot better than you expected. Is that
I expected
from the American press, you'd think it was a damned successful.
When I went to play, I expected to see the city of desolation. That was the temple. That's it. I was going to see that old sanctuaries and temples just destroyed. Well, there was destruction. There was a barbed wire. But they were repairing the temples, and they're not completely gone. They're coming along. And the houses, you see the new roofs, the tin that we provided apparently, or whatever the metal is. But you also see now that that stuff, the tile, you see the rebuilding. You see much less destruction than you saw 10 years after when you go to Cologne or London or anywhere else. They've rebuilt it. We also saw in the Mekong Delta going back on the farms, which was important to me. They're coming back and taking up their land and starting to plant rice. The guided tour I had was to show me show places, hogs, or chicken farm, hatchery, and shrimp.
How did they pretty good?
Well, they were, the thing I liked about it, not the old one.
No, I don't have a problem with things.
Well,
I've seen them all. God, they send me through that calendar. I couldn't care less because I don't know anything about it.
The thing I liked about it was that instead of a demonstration farm, we're just not continuing to pay, that they inform me directly that they're privately owned and are making a profit. Now, that's true, and I have no way of checking it out. That's what I was informed in every case.
That's true.
It's agriculture, yes, sir. It really is.
This hog farmer, he told me that himself, and he's selling his hogs. The chicken, the hatchery, so.
See, the state, that's all done. Never happened before in that little town.
And you see the farmers talking with them, even the French in the rubber. They can see with the change in exchange rates and so on, they can be back in production, the economics. Now, Bunker was the most cordial and the most comfortable. He had into these places and they're comfortable and so on. So he went out of his way to explain it to him. Let me read what he sent you. It was long report.
Yeah.
You read it. I had a long session with Abrams, too, and he's a hard-hitting, pretty objective sort of guy, I think. He didn't try to gloss over when I talked about morale, and I think he does have a morale problem. I mean, they're all on their suitcase ready to come home.
Sure.
And he says that you can't keep an army at steel strength unless you're fighting. He says that's about the hardest thing in the world, and I think he's right. But you've got the same thing in perhaps a greater degree in AIB, and there is a cutback in place there, but it should be doubled and pull them out much faster than we're doing.
AIB,
tripled.
I told those bankers to cut that back, and they haven't done it. Now get your hand on the phone. I read it now. You're going to cut that AIB back, unless, Al, there's a problem in Jews. go out there? You want some milk, because I don't think they ought to eat people.
I don't think you...
No. You see, that it may be that those are the guys that are knocking our policy too, those that you never...
They're all over the... In the every village I went in, they were all over the place. I saw them in every village. Now, some of them are apparently helping in agriculture, some of them are doing pretty good.
Mustn't have an irony. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think it should move faster, there's no question about it.
It always stays a huge presence. Well, at least let's take a hard look at that.
My only concern would be the psychology of Q.
Well, no, that's it. Just check up the psychology of Q.
Well, I thought that's it, but
here's what I think, is if you cut that back and you need something else. That's what I mean. I don't want to cut back the money. I just want to get the Americans the hell out of there. Give them the money.
You'd rather have.
You talk to Q.
I talked to Q about this, and he says the width of Vietnamization of the army, that has given them strength and has helped. Now, he feels the same way on the economy. As long as we're doing everything, why should they? He said that's saying the right words. I suggested that you had committed to help them in this field. We're not yet running. We're going to see this through. And each of the ministers wanted to know the amount and how long the duration. And I kept emphasizing. Look, yeah, our Congress and so on has an annual look at all this, and you can get a larger amount and for a longer duration if they show progress that they are actually doing things. And that's when Two said, well, if they think in my ministries everywhere else that you people are going to just pick up this check, we can't get self-reliance. And he believes in self-reliance, he says. So I think you've got a vitalization in the economic side as well as the military. And that can be handled, and I'd like to talk to you more likely on the
I would rather get, though, Al, the number of AID personnel out, because I'm not confident in what they will say. I'm not very confident what the damn military will say either. But then put more into hardware, more into things that will really help. It's a question of bills. And I'd rather transfer, don't cut back the amount of money. Get the personnel moved out and put it into other things so that Hugh knows he's getting more. See the point?
Yes, sir.
Now, Duke, would you buy that? That wouldn't have any morale problem. You get that kind of people out.
No, I think he would.
But we're straight money.
Yes, sir.
For these little whippersnappers running around knocking our policy.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, I had a long talk a couple of times with Sir Robert Thompson.
Oh, is he out there?
Yes, he's a hard-hitting guy, too.
Yeah.
He's still there. I know you've been there. Well, he was there when I was there. And he's very optimistic. He said Cambodia and Laos has given longer time than they were for anybody saying he thinks. He thinks it's what? Additional time.
Longer than they have said?
Yes. Now he said it remains to be seen how fast the North can go back.
Yeah.
But he's very optimistic. And that's necessary to strengthen the economy and do the other thing. And he's very optimistic on what's being done on the police, internal security, and transferring over there. He said the cooperation of Two and his ministry there has been 100%. He couldn't ask for anything better. So I thought that was very good. Now, while I picked up, Two has a... At the stage I was there, no opposition. They only expect Key, and they only expect Big Ben and so on. But at the time, they were not. My own view is that Two must be elected. I don't know where you can turn. We don't have a special
guy.
We don't get any cash. Now,
we got it all without getting caught in.
Two is going around the country settling several times, very much impressed. I talked to the Japanese ambassador. He's from here.
He's smart.
He's been with him a few times. He says that fellow is getting a political savvy, and it's helping to build a nation. And that to me was important. If they can build the communities and get strength, then there'll be economy and less chance of selling. By that same token, it's quite clear that two doesn't want any action, shouldn't have any, would upset his chances in the economy. Now, they've taken the actions in October, and a few while I was there, I was wondering. And from what the reports look like, it's from relative stability prices, although you can't be sure of the indices. They're not even sure of the price of it's here and over there. It's been reaching us. But the feeling is confidence. And they've turned their emphasis over to the economic side, in the ministries, and in the community. Now, where I get my real problems is in the red tape, the mismatch of customs regulations, the black markets, and so on. Part of that can be corrected after the election by single exchange rate at appropriate value, or in other words, the value. I wouldn't do it now, and it shouldn't be done like it was done before, because they argued in the Congress, I see Parliament, boy, you've got a balance on one side. Two other stands out. He says that can be done by a better way. He's a murderer to a bunker. But the American community is frustrated. People say they're not as strong as in other areas. And there's some truth in that. Most of their contractors in the U.S. government, and they're trying to find a way to stay in there. But I have breakfast with them, lunch with them, and then I met for the dozen of them individually. And they have lots of rights about the term, the way they're handled and treated at the embassy. They're going to be get a lecture instead of any help of getting a machine out of the customs to go to a place where they need it. And for 6 months of the customs, for example, the licensing and the payoffs. And I talked to Bunker about this, and two recognizes that they've got to make a lot of administrative changes. Well, A, just, you know, past experience
helps. Yeah. And let me ask a fundamental question. Do they need to talk about their economic czar? Like we did for Korea or someone like it. I had like a Henry Foster. Remember, he went to Korea many years ago and did a hell of a job.
Well, I was using Joe Dodge in Japan. In the
I should have said Joe Dodge is exactly what I meant.
That's what I'm beginning. And I need in Indonesia too.
Now, when should those people go? In other words, you don't really have anybody in the State Department who is capable. I mean, even they got to
be. They're in a mentally fast position.
So I'm trusting.
You think
in Indonesia, there, you need a czar.
Those two places, more than any other,
I've had great prestige.
Someone that the government will trust and you can get things through. Now, you've got to sell Bunker. I talked to him, and he's opposed to it. He's friendly with Cooper, and they have a relationship there. And this has to be done. Cooper came in under cloud and so on, and he's got problems in.
I agree with you slightly, it's in my own mind, but so you get the papers ready, and then I understand. In both Indonesia and here, Indonesia's got to be subtly done, but we've got to break some China, and I want an economic man. Look, Joe Dodge is, look, there are two places we've done, and we're both places. We have Joe Dodge in Korea, I mean in Japan,
yes, sir.
And Henry Johnson in Korea, and hard-headed, tough economic eyes. Now, you might take this fellow, for example, like a Schlesinger. He's breaking up a lot of China, but he's really doing it. You know what I mean? It's a hell of an assignment. That's what I had in mind, and I really believe that it would be it's part of what we need, that we just cannot run the risk of going along. I had great confidence in Bunker, but you see, Bunker's got to be for this usual State Department way of doing things. That will not work any more than the usual military way of battle. It will work sometimes. Right now, on the economic side, and Dave, that's the main thing I wanted you to find out. You think they need a fellow like a Joe Dodge?
And if he will, they're trying for it.
All right, let me ask you this. You give us four or five names, all right, you think could do this. Who would go out there? He's got to be a guy. Maybe he's a retired chief executive officer. Maybe it's a phone like, that phone, the Bert Cross, the head of 3M. Could he do it?
I think he
Bert Cross is just retired, so he's vigorous.
Somebody give a year or two's time and not spend the...
Here's Bert Cross, the head of a great corporation. He could probably go out and they listen to him.
They would listen. This fellow's not, so they're good people. But they need someone to hold their hand and be able. And Cooper is giving them practical advice. But it goes as the way of Americans are,
yes.
Forcing it.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be knocked out of his office, I'm pretty sure, because he's abrasive and
you don't need to do that before October, though. Not before the election.
I would do it right after election and carry it to the...
You think Q would accept it?
Oh, he would love it.
You'd attract him to the embassy.
But I would like to have Bunker on our side. I think that...
We'll get Bunker on our side. We'll get Bunker will do what we want.
Good.
But we'll bring him back and tell him. But
it ought to be done in such a way that it's not a demotion for the people in the staff. It can be done.
We'll transfer them in there long term. Get them out of there. Yeah. Now, what about Indonesia? Do you think they would accept?
Well, yes. I got Bill Rogers sold on this when I got back, and then I got Marshall Green in my hair because he thought I would be critical, and that's his baby in the region. I made a mistake. I'm talking to Bill, and I mentioned it to him, and Marshall got outside. I said, well, I was going to tell Marshall. Call him in, it looked like first or something. Well, they're making some changes there, but they're sending a young man who's a technical cubs.
Yeah.
And in Indonesia, the government people who are all residents of Berkeley some years before the trials, and they're making the important to see their need of refugees. They know the technical engineer that they need a refugees father figure time.
Right.
They came to me, I got an airline right across the door, too.
I used to... Now, Dave, you look over your names, understand? I think the former chief executive officer, or again, Schlesinger type, but a former chief executive officer appeals to me for other reasons than meetings at an international conference like 3M, or a really interesting particular project.
Where they have respect for them and where they understand the problems, get some changes made. And that they will communicate with the business community on a sympathetic vein, like the Japanese.
Those are two things we'll look into. I know it's going to be a bit... Don't you worry about your relationship with Marshall and the rest. I'll work that out. This is my idea. It's always been me. And that's one of the things, Dave, when you're over here, State Department, we have got to jack up that national State Department with regard to its economic status around the world. They're too weak. You know what I mean?
They've been held down on the political side. We're turning to economics. I think that's...
Economics is the game of the game of the today. And the new State Department officials, instead of being all political experts, have got to be economic experts, in my opinion.
They've got to have strong background there.
Most of them have. Most of them are very good. Also, most of them are not pro-American business. Most of them have grown up in the Eastern Ivy League damn schools, and they're against business. Now that's really the truth. A lot of you find that you talk to these little guys in the woodwork and say, they're not pro-private enterprise today.
Well, there's no question about that. I picked up yesterday memorandum of Bill, from Bill Versailles, on the meeting held yesterday, and it just burned up. Saying you're going to have a chart show. And then he was back in Japan and thought everything was right in their relationships. He said, if you make a comment, if you remove the saying, you might say that the Japanese, the latest observation, continue to put their shoes on one at a time, even as mornings, which is an indication that
there's no problem with Japan in Japan.
Well, he's wrong. It's as strong as can be.
But that Peterson,
he knows it.
He's making a good presentation. The only trouble was that we should have taken an extra half hour. He should have rushed us.
But it's good.
It wasn't his fault. But I'd like to hear it again, wouldn't you? Sure. It was a hell of a presentation. You were there.
No, I was not, but I was aware of it.
Oh,
well, I had a presentation. But he knows he's got his gun.
I had told him, incidentally, that I want the whole White House staff to present a version of that. And you forget that some of your top Tennessee staff, the election council staff, and the council of economic advisors and the budget, and they will be dedicated to see that few top government people. Now, I mentioned to all of them, I'm not.
Cooper wants to hold a big meeting of all the different agencies to come up with a plan for the election. I would discourage that at this stage. Everyone knows that they're going to do something in the country. What is the question?
If I don't go now, shake.
I think you'd be mistaken, and I am not mistaken.
Well, don't answer
to me. I think we've got that already crystallized. You know, and I know that the United States Department, we've already, they've been looking at it, and there's different reviews, but generally accepting that change of standard. I would not hold that at this stage. I would get the man that's going to be in this, and have him start working on it, just around the election time.
Right.
Now, I want to Thailand and the audience with King and Queen. That was very interesting. They are lovely. Queen is a lovely woman.
This is Gia Beauty. She's one of the great international beauty. She is the bad shock of the two.
We have beautiful foreigners. They appreciate that. That's friendly to you.
We invited them to come here, you know.
Well, I delivered your letter, and he said that he didn't think he could do it this year. But I suppose he's communicated with you.
Yeah. But he appreciates it.
Oh, yes. And you left it open for next year in case you couldn't do it this year.
Sure.
Most of his time on the state of their economy and the problems they're having because it's an agriculture-based economy. Rice, and we're dumping rice in Indonesia, so we're getting plenty of press among his people who are pushing down the prices and causing an economic problem. And then I had an hour and a half with the cabinet, who were with him in the past week.
Well, in a way, it works. You work, I know.
In a way, they've got a point, and I think some substitution there. I'm sure they worked out a mistake for us. We can't help them, because I think they need some help. Now, in Indonesia, part of what we've already talked about.
You didn't go to Cambodia?
No. Flew over to Shanghai. In Indonesia, Saharjo's main plea with the English military, their uniforms are bad, their tents, Master Levy, their guns are old, their munitions rusty, they don't have any planes, their boats are leaking. That's the kind of picture. His support comes from the military, and that's the reason they're pleased to do it, and they're kicking. And he's concerned about it. He wanted me, when I walked out, get to the president personally and say we need help from the military desperately.
So that's what we've been talking about.
Yes, sir. We just had a team over there.
We're going to check with the
That's the principal thing with Samarco over there.
This is a fight today, let me tell you, though, with Ukraine. Frankly, the White House is safe. Not Bill, but it's Marshall Green. Marshall Green wants to just let him sit there and do nothing. And we are trying to insist to every bit of military.
I think you've got to do something.
Everything we've done in Indonesia today has been done at my insistence over Marshall Green's. And Bill just sort of naturally doesn't get the rockers. We'll do what we want. Marshall Green has been ambassador in Indonesia. He's now assistant secretary.
Oh, he thinks
one of the rollers are going to get him the hell out of that job and put him in Japan. So we've got to have somebody that will play the game the way we want to play it.
He only gave me about time on the economic. The whole embassy staff there, they were a bunch of incompetents. I never saw such a...
Where? Again?
In Indonesia. And we
was back as a comment.
Oh, yes. You talk to Rex Beach and the fellows. Really saw. And then Marshall grew on that. So it...
The only thing they were incompetent?
Well, what I saw, the one that... really worked me up. I wanted one evening, it was Lenora's birthday, and I was trying to have dinner alone with the ambassador was tied up. We turned down an invitation of the embassy staff that night. We could take it, no invitations, that night. site, or whatever you know. And down there, they didn't come in, they didn't see us up there until 10 o'clock, and finally had to push them up. That's the kind of manners they have. I mean, they wouldn't leave, no. We turned out dinner at the home, and they had dinner with us at their house. That kind of stood the same as the city, right?
Well, I talked it back.
Just one point, and I'll get out of the car, because I'll have a report. The mic is these times.
Oh, yeah.
So that we're
I'll be experts.
Well, they're not craving the independence that we're hearing in this country.
Good.
And of course, and I met with the Marianas, of the Marshes, of the Carolinas, and Johnson, the Marshes. The others are his favorite. And our whole group is sitting on the mountain of Saipan in large measure, and we've been far too many here. But most of our troubles the Peace Corps. Boy, if we get that little
hot air, goddamn that. Now that's something that I told that Blackford to cut, that Peace Corps, that he's got to cut it in our creation.
Well, he's probably got 2 men on it. He's got 200 or 300 in there.
Now what in the name of God are they doing there, Al?
Sure, they...
You remember when I...
Very clear mandate to...
All right, I want this to cut. I mean, he's to cut it. Cut it out on it. Just get the hell out of there. I don't care where they send them. Send them to the Congo. Anyway, but get them the hell out of my creation.
They're the ones stirring this up, aren't they?
God,
I cut them out entirely. I think the Congo's and everything else. Everywhere I've seen them, they're the Congo. I get prejudice.
Well, you keep calling everybody.
I reported this in detail to Roger Morton, and he said, now, I hope you'll tell the president. He said,
oh, tell me. Now, you tell Roger, he should start bitching about the Peace Corps, too.
I did. Blackford has got it.
But Roger's got to stand up. Now, look, he expects us to take the heat. Roger's the Secretary of the Interior. The Peace Corps is, now, a year ago, remember, I heard him tell about this.
Yes, sir.
Now, what have they done?
I'll have a report today on
it. Oh, I will. They will meet later on this.
They'll say they cut back, and they'll say they cut out the troublemakers. And it's true and false. They have cut back, and they have made some changes, and they've tried to part of it, but it's still there, and it's a big item, and it's a bad one.
Right. And the main thing is they're going to really cut out the troublemakers, to cut it in half, and you've got half the trouble.
Well, don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
I've never seen any place where I thought the Peace Corps were the damn. Great for the kids. Mine gives them a nice little trip, and so millennium, but I
apparently a lot of foreign protesters really.
Sure, they're against the United States.
They're from, they need to take the Mariana since they were I don't know. I told Ron, so it's
interesting. It's his job.
He says,
you tell him.
I did. I said, well, what are you going to do about us? What are you doing?
I'm sure
you're the Secretary. That's good for us.